Welcome to Grow. Thank you so much for being here. It's a special Grow tonight. Things are a little different. If you're usually coming to Grow, you usually are being led through a book of the Bible. It's a Bible study. It's a little different than a Sunday morning, but this is different than a Sunday morning, and it's different from what we usually do at Grow, so it's kind of its own thing. I want to kind of talk about what we're doing tonight and kind of set it up for you so you understand, and then I'm going to let all these different people come up. So recently, our church took two trips, two different teams, to Panama at the same time, and they did totally different things. And then just a few days ago, another team got back from Montana. And so what we really wanted to do was take a little bit of an opportunity to share with you about those trips. One of the things that that I've tried to do and am still in the process of doing is developing our entire missions program and everything and what that looks like. Just so you know, we work locally, we work nationally, and we work internationally. And so just one year ago, we did our first trip to Panama. It was a huge success. Everybody had a great time. And so we handcrafted that trip to be something that all of you really can go on. And it's kind of like a half step into missions. And I say that because Panama is a little easier to get to than other places. So it's not a horribly long flight. I think, like an hour or maybe two difference in time? Just 1 hour difference in time, so there's no jet lag or anything like that, which is great. The U.S. dollar is the exact same as their currency. They're tied together, so you can spend a dollar there and you receive a balboa back. You can drink their water there. You can eat their food there. You're not going to be asked to eat like incredibly weird things there. And there is obviously this Hispanic culture that's also there, which we're familiar with. And so we chose that trip so specifically just to be the easiest, most natural, and even cheapest trip that we could do as a church to start introducing our congregation to international missions. We had a team in Panama City, and then we had a team in West Panama. I've heard Central Panama a couple times. Did you guys hear that? West Panama West. It's just a part of Panama City, just kind of off to the west. And they had two totally different experiences. I can't wait for them to come and let you hear everything about what they did. And then I took a trip to Montana, and there were six of us on that trip. I think five of us are here, and then there's some people missing from each of these trips. But we had a great time in Montana. We got to go and actually worship with and spend time with one of our church partners, which was a huge, it was a huge blessing to me because I've been talking to Jim Tabor. He's the pastor there. I've been talking to him for a while now. I've gotten to know him over the phone. I met him once 2 years ago when they didn't even have a church built. And now we went and we're worshiping in their building. And they're just doing fantastic. They put on a children's adventure camp. It's called Last Chance Adventure Camp. They did a great job. We got to hang out with the kids. We got to hang out with the people of the church. We got to hang out with the pastor and his wife and some staff and everybody like that. It was just great. But I want you to hear about these things that we're doing as a church because they're really important things. I got to go meet another church planter in Montana that we're already supporting. I hadn't ever met him face to face. It was great to meet him. I got to talk with the guy that's over the North American Mission Board work in Montana. And so it was just a great trip all around, not just for the mission part, but also for me, just as we kind of push into new areas and missions. And we want to bring that to you, and we want you to come with us next time, whether it's to Panama, whether it's to Phoenix. I know we're going to Denver next summer. Just get involved with what the Lord is doing in us in other places. It's pretty cool. So I don't want to talk too much because we have a lot to get through. Let me kind of tell you how the night is going to go. The whole team is going to come up here. They'll sit in these chairs for a little bit. And then pretty much what you're going to see is somebody's going to give you kind of a live like testimony of kind of what they felt on that trip, or they're going to answer some different questions and things like that. And then you'll see a video of somebody kind of doing the exact same thing. And so that's kind of what how it's going to be. It's going to be a person video, person video, person video for the most part. And that should be about 45 minutes. So Michael, why don't you bring your team up here? We're so thankful for you guys. I'll pray as you guys come up and we'll get started. Dear Lord, we thank you so very much for this special time where we just get to share what you did. Not necessarily just what we did, but what you did through us on these different trips. God, what we pray is that those trips would have lasting impact for your kingdom. We pray that nationally, locally, internationally, God, that you would continue to use FBC and that more and more people here at this church would not only hear about these experiences, not only hear about what you've done in those places, God, but you would give them a passion to go and reach the lost no matter where they are. That's what we ask. We're so thankful that you've given us the ability to make a difference in so many different places through so many other church planters and trips and missionaries and everything else that you've given us the opportunity to do. Help us not waste those opportunities that you give us, but help us take full advantage of everything that you've called us to do and the places that you've put us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. Oh, this is not tall enough. All right. So I was part of the team that went to Panama City. Panama City was awesome. The cool thing about Panama City, at least that trip, was that there were actually four other churches from the U.S. with us. So there was us from New Mexico. There was a team from two churches from South Carolina, and the rest are actually from North Carolina. Now, of that, we were actually not connected to a single church when we went. We were actually connected to several churches through a missionary and a journeyman that was there, and they helped us organize the chance to go and partner with several different churches to do different kinds of ministries and mission work while we were out there. So we were able to go and meet people where they're at. We even reached people in places such as we went to a landfill that they lived in. We went to schools, which actually you'll see a picture of up there. We went to hospitals. We did street evangelism. We even visited a Native American village of a group of people known as the Kuna. Now, for me, the biggest movement I saw was in the way God opened the door for gospel conversations and also the way people responded to the gospel. Of everyone that went with us, by the end of the week, it was reported that we had over 800 conversations with Panamanian people and Kuna people there. And of those 800 conversations, we saw 90 people have a positive reaction to the gospel in some way, shape, or form. Now, that is between all of those five churches. Our church alone saw 35 of those, which is great. And so I'm so happy that this team and this church got to be a part of that. Now, in this picture that I was showing, this is actually the fourth grade classroom of a school. And I'm actually in the middle of sharing the gospel. I have a translator next to me. Her name is Maria. The lady in black on the end, she's the journeyman of the trip. Her name is Lindsay. Lindsay was the person that helped organize pretty much the week for us. There's a gentleman sitting with the kids. His name is Giuseppe or Sep. And the guy taking the picture was another guy from America. His name's Brian. He's a pastor of another church. But we got to do this. We got to share the gospel wherever we went, even in schools. And then not only that, we also got, when we went to that Kuna village, we also got the chance to share the gospel with the Kuna tribe. And I got to tell you, that was normal. Everywhere we went, we got the chance to share the gospel, pretty much everywhere. Either it was in a group setting like this or in the Kuna tribe, or it was in an individual setting like when we went to the hospitals. It was an absolutely amazing trip, and I can't wait for next year. And I'm so excited for you guys to hear what the rest of the team has to say. So.
Hi, FBC. My name is Alyssa, and I had the incredible opportunity to go on the recent Panama mission trip. I was part of the team that went to Central Panama. My question is, why are you more likely to share about missions if go on another mission trip? We spent every day doing something different. It was never something that you could do here in the States. We visited a remote tribe in a village. We spent time with children, elementary school children at a school. We got to spend time with children that live in like a trash dump. And we got to evangelize in front of children's hospitals and on the streets of Panama. And I know that you can go on mission here in the US, and technically we're on mission every day, but there's just something about experiencing a new country. And side note, Panama is super beautiful, so beautiful, like a great country to visit, a great first mission trip. When you go and visit another country on missions, there's just something about you being on mission, you knowing that you're there to serve, you're there with purpose, you're there to create impact, to potentially change somebody's lives. You're there for a reason and for a season. And so it's just something about being around a group of believers who are all there on mission for a reason. And it's so impactful. And it's so incredibly beautiful to experience. You're able to create long-lasting friendships and relationships. You're able to develop those relationships. You're able to impact people. You get opportunities that you would never get to experience here or anywhere else. Also, what was super encouraging is that there's a diverse age range of people there. It's like there is a bunch of college students, which is super encouraging that they're just on fire for the Lord, filled with the Holy Spirit. And a lot of those college students were always serving or willing to serve. And so it was just so encouraging and uplifting to be in that environment, especially to see so many young people that were hungry and there to serve. And there's a lot of older people. There is literally, you know, college student with her grandparents there. And I feel like that's encouraging because anybody can do it. And I know that the church has already announced that they're going to be planning the next mission trip to Panama. So my advice is to run, don't walk. If the Lord is putting mission trips or Panama on your mind, please go, please do it. It's an incredible first mission trip. It's an incredible opportunity, and FBC will take care of you. I will be sharing about my mission trip to other people, and I hope this encourages you to go on a mission trip.
Hi, my name's Parker Andrews. This Panama mission trip was a super cool opportunity for me. I'm sure some of you know, I grew up as a missionary kid with my parents. We lived in Argentina for almost 8 years. So this was my first mission trip by myself, kind of apart from my family. So this was a super cool opportunity for me. I've felt called to missions for a while, and this was kind of just the first step in kind of, you know, seeing if it's something that I actually want to go do. So this is like a super cool thing, for me to go and do. Like Michael was saying, I think the biggest thing, that I saw God do in this trip was how many people we were able to reach. It was just crazy to see that, these four churches got 90 people to accept Christ. Like, it's just unbelievably cool. And for me at the start of the trip, it was kind of a little bit hard, you know, starting to share the gospel. It was my first time kind of doing that, you know, in another country or to people that I didn't necessarily have close to me. So at the start, I kind of had a little bit of a trouble doing that. You know, I started out with, you know, one or two people. And then as the week went on, I got super confident and I was, sharing, you know, with tons of people. I had one day, we went to a hospital and I shared, gosh, I don't even know, 10, 13 people, maybe. It was just super cool. So yeah, I'd say that's the biggest change that I saw God make, just in me personally, you know, my step in being able to share the gospel with these other people, and then just the amount of people that we reached was super cool. So
hi guys, so on my trip to Panama, I made a ton of friends, specifically most of the South Carolina church. They were truly amazing people. I made really good connections, and honestly, we came from completely different backgrounds. Like, I made friends with a lady in her 60s. I made friends with a lady in her 30s. And it just made the trip so much more fun, getting to know people and having relationships that are good enough that they've actually invited me to, like, go to their home church, stay at their homes, and get to see South Carolina for myself because I've never been. Overall, like, I was really nervous going into it, but as soon as I made those friends and made those connections, it was so much more chill. Me and Ashton, one of the ladies I met on the trip, we actually got to share the gospel with one man, which was really cool. And she did most of the talking, which was great because I had no idea what I was doing. And she got the opportunity that her dad, who is a pastor in South Carolina, kind of coached her to through it the day before. And so she was able to do it. And then in turn, like, me getting to see her gave me an idea of how I would do it. And I didn't have, like, the same opportunity to do the same thing, but now I took what I learned from that trip and I try to use it in what I'm doing back home. Like, most of my family's not religious, and so this trip definitely made me more vocal about what I believe and being able to explain to people what I believe and how that's affected me. And so this trip has been, like, super beneficial. And the people that I met, like, for instance, there is a guy named Locke. And Locke, you will meet him for 5 minutes and he will have known you your whole life and he will be your best friend. Amazing person. And it was really cool getting to sit with him and talk to him. He runs a Vietnamese church. And a lot of us were like, there's a Vietnamese church in South Carolina. And so listening to him and how his church has grown and how he worked with people is just, like, so insightful on how my relationship with God can grow and things like that. So I grew a lot from the people that I met. And there are a lot of people my age, and not surprising to me, maybe surprising to most people, I didn't talk a lot with them, but the older people I have made friends with, and they really instilled a lot of knowledge in me that I hope that I can just, like, I feel like I have taken it home and I am trying my best to use it. I hope I can just grow it and do better with it. And fingers crossed that I make it to South Carolina before New Year's. I said I would. Right now I'm actually in the Virgin Islands for school, so I'm all over the place. But the people you meet on mission trips truly do change your life, even if it's in little ways. Like, there are moments that I will never forget about the trip that just, like, can help me share with different people and about different experiences, and using other people's testimonies that I heard while I was out there that they felt comfortable enough to share more in-depth details with me because I made friends with them. So yeah, it was amazing. I 10 out of 10 recommend, like, go out, try it. I mean, I had never done missions before other than, like, helping plan events and working events like the Bash. So it was really cool. First time out of country. And it was a really cool experience, and it was something that I will forever be grateful for and grew a lot doing. So.
Bye.
Good evening. My name is Jonette, and I just want to say that we serve an awesome, awesome God. My question to speak to you tonight is about how my view of mission changed on this mission trip. This was not my first mission trip. I've been on several others. This was the most organized and well-run mission trip that I've ever been on. And I want to thank the International Mission Board. I feel like I'm getting an award. The International Mission Board is so organized and so incredibly amazing at equipping people that have no idea what they're doing. I think a lot of us were scared, and our faces that I see here tonight and coming back on the plane were completely different from the faces that I saw going. There was a lot of fear. There was a lot of doubt. There was a lot of questioning about how God could use me, use each of us. And he showed up. He showed up in incredible ways to use each of our individual experiences. I think the youngest person on our trip was either 18 or 19. And then we have Bob, who's about 120. Just kidding. I was blown away by the organization and the ability for anybody at any stage of life to just be able to plug in to what they're already doing. One of the themes that the mission board talks about is entry to exit. And what that means is we enter into the country with the intention of partnering with the people that are already there, already doing the work. And we help empower them, encourage them, support them, teach our unique skills, talents, life experiences to help them to be the boots on the ground speaking to the Panamanian people. And so whatever your background, whether it's in business, whether it's in social services, whether it's in nursing, whether it's in who knows, God can use your unique experience on a mission trip. There were kids that they talked about, the sojourners. There were probably 20 of them. It felt like there were 50. They served us, and they were there on 8 weeks with the International Mission Board to train us on what to do, what to say, how to engage the Panamanian people, and to serve us. They were also journeymen who were people who had committed to 2 years of service. The International Mission Board trained them, took them to language schools, helped them to serve in a capacity for 2 years. And I met a lady there that was a journeyman that wasn't quite sure what the next step was for her in her life. And so she was able to commit to 2 years with the International Mission Board. And I believe she's going to become a full-time missionary. But there's a place for you. If you're waiting for a sign from God to go on a mission trip, this is that sign. Let tonight be that sign for you, because you don't have to have a ton of experience. There were a lot of people that it was their first mission trip. I'm looking at these faces, and these are genuine, joyful faces of people that got to experience going and sharing just their testimony. One of the things that I loved was that God used my unique experiences of being a mother, of being able to talk to women and just connect on a mother level and share how Jesus Christ has blessed me, has blessed my family, has saved me from my terrible sins and given me new hope in Jesus Christ. I was able to share it like that, and people were open to it. Another cool thing is that I started a new job, and when I came back, people were asking me, what did you do? Where did you go? And I got to share here my experience of being able to share Jesus Christ. I got to say that name, Jesus Christ, in a way that I don't have fear anymore. That's a prayer that I've been praying for a long time, because here in the United States, there's such a, whatever it is, a tension in sharing Christ. Over there, the people wanted to talk. So you got to experience and practice sharing the love and the salvation of Jesus Christ. And that empowered me and encouraged me to come back and share it with the people who so desperately need it here in Las Cruces, in New Mexico, and the rest of the world. So my view of mission changed, because I feel like I'm a link. I didn't have to go over there and be the sower and the reaper. Jesus himself said in John 4 that there's those that sow and there are those that reap. You don't have to be the whole package. God can use your unique experience. God can use you in unique ways to plug in. There was one day that all I did was paint the church. And the way that church looked before and the way it looked after looked so different. And it reminded me of the refreshing way that Jesus Christ changes people. And if you know how to use a paintbrush, you can be used on a mission trip. So I say it again, if you're waiting for a sign from God, this is the sign. Go to Panama.
My name is Heather McClenahan, and this is the second time I have been on the Panama trip. Went last year in March and this year in July. And Joe has asked the question, why are you more likely to share about missions or go on another mission trip? And I have to say, both trips were wonderful, but this year it was just like something really clicked with me with missions. And part of it is I'm a very shy person. And yet with the help of God, because there's no other way it was going to happen, and our translators, I was able to walk up to people and share the gospel. I was able to sit down with people at the hospital and share about, you know, their cares and what they were going through, and then tell them about Jesus. And it was so moving and so exciting to be able to be a part of the kingdom in that way. And it's amazing to see how God works with the various ministries. And so that is, I think, the reason that people should go on mission trips, is to see how to be the hands and feet of Jesus and how to get beyond the cliches to really be a part of that. And, you know, the Great Commission tells us that we are supposed to go to all nations and make disciples. And I used to think I'm giving to missions, I'm supporting missions monetarily, and that was enough. But it's not, because going on a mission trip helps you see God absolutely at work, and it's so exciting, and it will change your life. And so that's the reason I'm going to keep talking about it, and the reason I'm going to encourage people to go to Panama, join a mission trip, be a part of God's kingdom here on earth.
Okay, I'm Bob McClanahan. How many people here have had cataract surgery? How many people enjoyed having a bright white light shine in their eyes the day afterwards? This is why I'm this way. We lived, my Heather and I lived in Panama for several months after I retired, and we just love the Panamanian people. We have a heart for the Panamanian people. And then when this mission trip came up, and we said, how can you have a heart for the people and not care about their eternal life? So we went there, and the first time we went to Panama, long time ago, we met a young Kuna lady, this big, and they're one of the indigenous tribes, and they're just the sweetest people. And this time we had an opportunity to meet some of them and actually go to their homes and one of the reservations, as it were, and see how they lived and meet the kids, meet the families. And that was just an amazing thing to get to know them, where they live. I'm supposed to talk about people I met and how I connected with them. The other thing is I really enjoyed meeting the translators and also the journeymen. Last year when we went, I met several translators and stayed in touch with them. Several of them had an opportunity. We had the opportunity to work with several of them again. One of the journeymen is actually in Poland now, and we stayed in contact and had an opportunity to have her come in contact with somebody who's doing work we know from the Czech Republic, who's doing stuff in Ukraine. So it really is a small world. The other person I met that was very impactful to me was a 40-year-old pastor from South Carolina who was born and raised in Vietnam. Some of you here remember certain things about Vietnam of our era. And to talk to somebody who grew up there as a believer, his father was a believer and a preacher, and after the war was thrown in jail for being a believer. To actually sit across the table from this person and go through how believers had to deal with the communist regime and everything there was very therapeutic for me. So it's amazing what you see in the world, who you will meet, the friends you'll make forever. And I hope that I had a small part in God's work in Panama.
So now Troy is going to come up with his team that went to Panama Oeste, West Panama, and share a little with you guys.
Well, hello, everybody. Like Joe said, we were in a different team at the country. We all flew in together and then separated at the airport and went in different ways. And our team went into a more rural area, a totally different experience than the other team, in a neighborhood, and worked there with a missionary and his wife from ANAM, who were partnering with a pastor in his church, Pastor Valentine, at the church Iglesia Baptista Jesucristo Te Ama. And so we spent the entire week doing things with this church to try and evangelize and to reach into their community and share the gospel with people. And so we did a lot of different things, some things similar to this team. We went into the schools several days and had tremendous freedom to be able to share the gospel there. I was able to preach at the church on Sunday when we arrived. It was a great experience. We had four interpreters that joined us along with many of the folks from the church. And we spent a lot of time every day going out door to door, inviting them to different events that we were hosting for children, for women, for teenagers, and sharing the gospel when we were given the opportunity. And the Panamanian people are very open to having the gospel shared with them. So it was very easy to be able to share the gospel with them, to pray with them. And so it was just an amazing, marvelous time. You do take an umbrella if you go to Panama, because where we were, it rained all the time. And so the question that Joe asked me to speak to was, what difference can an English-speaking team really make in another country? Like Parker, I'm a missionary's kid. I grew up in Mexico and saw what an English-speaking family could do there. But when you have a group of people, it is a little intimidating. You do wonder, will you really be able to do something with the language barrier and the culture barriers? But then it doesn't take long once you're there and you start interacting with people, especially the people that live there who are already Christians. You begin to see and realize that you have one main thing in common. The thing that breaks down the barriers and binds us together despite the differences, and that is that one thing is our mutual love for God. So then you have a group of people who live there who want to reach more people for Jesus. And you have a group of people from another country who flew there because they love God and they want to reach more people for Jesus. And that just brings it all together. So going to Panama was a little bit like going back to Mexico for me. It was like going home. And it was a grand experience. And God will change your heart. And it doesn't matter how many times you go. God always gives you opportunities to reach people and to love people and to share the gospel with them. And it's an amazing thing that everybody in this church, if they can, should do before they leave this world. So we worship with these people. We pray with these people. We evangelize with these people. We hug these people. We prayed with these people. They became our friends and they became like family. So did we make a difference? Yes. To the small church that we helped reach into their community, absolutely. And to those that we were able to share the gospel with, for sure. We made a difference.
In your work, maybe, you always gave your very best for them. You have been such an inspiration to me, and I truly enjoy every single moment I spend. So I hope you love Panama, and I hope that one day our path we'll cross again. So I just wanna leave you with this verse that says, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm, let nothing move, always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58. So thank you guys. This has been such a an amazing week with you. So, I'm so grateful.
Hi, my name's Madison Billstone, and this summer I went on the Panama OS Day trip. One of the questions I was asked to answer is, how did God change me on this trip? Well, he definitely changed my life in many ways. One of the most prominent being able to just go to a new country for the first time, as I had never been outside the United States before this. And it was just a very humbling experience to see a different culture, how people interacted with each other, the foods that they ate. And it made me realize how blessed I am for the things that God has given me and the people that he has surrounded me with. Another way that he truly changed my life is just through being able to share my testimony for the first time with people. It truly just allowed me to realize that I was put on this earth for a purpose and for God's glory alone, and that my story, though I thought it had no significance to it, ended up helping turn people to the Lord, and that is my purpose on life.
I'm going to be talking about Madison because that's where I saw God do the most movement on the trip. So in this photo, you have Manjani, who is our translator, Stacy, who I'll be talking about, Madison, and myself. And so Madison is actually a last-minute addition to our trip. I was originally supposed to have a college girl that I mentor come, and I was really excited about pouring into her and just her growth on the trip. But God had bigger plans, and it was really cool that Madison got to take her spot. last minute, but it also meant that Madison missed out on some of our meetings, like sharing our testimony. So she wasn't prepared for that at first, and she was a little intimidated one of the days we went out, and we were encouraged to share our testimony. And so, I mean, we were all nervous about it too, but she had never shared her testimony like that with anyone. So I encouraged her to go home and, well, our Airbnb, and write it out. And then she practiced with me the next day. And that was just really cool to be able to be the first person to experience her sharing it from beginning to end. I mean, some people live that testimony with her, but it was incredible just to see someone who felt self-conscious about their testimony and if God could use it, and being able to share it not like once, but three times in one day. She was ready to go the next day. She was like, I want to go first. I want to share my testimony. And the second person she shared it with was Stacy, who is the second person in that from the left in that photo. And she was a single mom with four kids who are all under 10. And after Madison shared her testimony, I asked Stacy, was there anything from that testimony that you could relate to? And Stacy started crying, and she was like, the hopelessness, like feeling hopeless, feeling broken, feeling alone. And so easily from that, we were able just to organically talk about the gospel. And part of going out in the neighborhood around the church, we were advertising for events at the church. And so that night, Stacy came to that woman's event. And so, which was a sacrifice because she's a single mom. And so she had to leave her kids alone, which seems a little taboo here. But when you're a single mom, you just don't have a lot of options. So she came to find community and to find purpose and hope. And she came a little late, and I could tell she was nervous. But that night, Stacy gave her life over to God. And so it was really cool to be able to be next to Madison during that prayer, because Madison was just crying. And so the biggest movement I saw God do on that trip was just seeing God take a young girl's testimony and use it to connect with someone who had a different testimony, but a lot of the same elements of feeling broken, but then finding that hope and purpose from Jesus. That's
all. I feel like my life will never be the same after this mission trip to Panama. I felt that way the last time I went to Panama, and I felt that way again. Something just opened up inside of me and energized me and made me want to do this again, to share it in small ways, to share the gospel to people here and also to share it abroad. Either way, I feel more willing to do that and more open to doing that. It was a great experience, and I'd love to go on another mission trip.
Hi, my name is Will Coppedge. The nice thing about being able to go on this Panamanian trip to Panama Oeste was that we got to partner with that church and reach that community. And a big part of what I want to talk about is how humbling going on a mission trip can be for you, and how humbling it was for me, because you get to realize how much work God is doing. You get to realize that you are just a piece that God gets to use, and that you get to be a part of something much larger. You get to be a part of what God would have you do, and you can plan as much as you want to, but when God has a plan for you, he's going to work. And so this is one of our walks out to the community to get the church connected with the community, get the community connected with the church. And it really does show the fact that we all worked a lot together, us as the people coming into Panama, us as the church in Panama, and being able to connect with that community was a huge benefit for me. It was a nice way for me to realize that I can be a part of something in the Panamanian church just by helping them gain the confidence to go out and take a step forward for God into their community. And as well as realize that I can just be a big part of, well, I guess a small part in what God is doing in that church. And being able to do that on mission outside of where we currently are helps me realize that we can do that kind of movement here, and that God is doing that kind of movement everywhere. And he wants to use you. He wants to use me. And he wants us to work as a family, as a community, to spread his word and his love.
Hello, I'm Cole Potts. On the mission trip to Panama, we partnered with a local church that gained access to a public school. At the public school, we were able to do 6 presentations to a classroom of anywhere from 20 to 30 kids. At the end of our presentation, I had the privilege of sharing the gospel. This has changed my life because it has emboldened me to not only want to share my faith on mission, but also back home with the coworkers and amongst my friends.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Potts, and I was fortunate to get to go to Panama with our amazing team. One of the things that I was hesitant about on this trip is the fact that I didn't speak any of the language really at all. But the Lord worked through that through our translators that we were paired up with. We really got to know them. We built relationships with them. We were with them the whole week, so they became friends. One instance in particular that the Lord used our relationships with the translator was when we were doing some street ministry. We were walking down the street, just talking with people in the neighborhood that was near the local church we had teamed up with. And there was a girl walking home just carrying groceries, and we stopped and we were chatting with her. And through my conversation with her and through the translator, we were able to pray with her, and she ended up receiving Christ. And so it was just a really neat experience to get to see how the Lord worked through the translator despite my lack of knowledge of the language. And he just used the relationship that I had with her. He spoke through me, through her, to the girl that we were talking with on the street, and she ended up getting saved. So I would just encourage you, if you have any hesitation because you don't speak the language, not to let that get in the way of you ever going on a mission trip. The Lord will work through it. And overall, it was just an amazing experience.
All right, now I'm going to have the Montana team come up. Arturo is going to share first, and then Dolores, and then Janet is going to say something. This is my picture. We worked in Montana, and this is the pastor of Grace Point Church in Montana in Billings. I got to just spend a whole bunch of time with this guy. I got to know him, got to encourage him. And he needs prayer because he's a pastor at a growing church. So please, if you think about it, make sure you pray for Jim, his family, and everything they're doing there in Billings so that God just continues to bless over there. Arturo, I'll turn it over to you.
Hello, I'm Arturo Zavala. I've gone on a few mission trips before with Pastor Joe to Phoenix and Tucson, but it was mostly like a 3-day type of event. We leave on Friday, come back on Sunday. This is the first time that I've gone for an extended period of time. So it was about 8 days, and two of those days for travel. But so it was a pretty great experience meeting a new church and some of the members that they're part of the congregation and that are now loving the Lord. So so one of the questions I'm going to be answering is, what was the most surprising thing for you on the trip? So I think we kind of forget about how much love we have for the Lord. So being there with those members that started off at renting the middle school cafeteria or gym, and then moving to the new facility, which was last October, was a very big blessing for them. And we were part of that by partnering up with them. So they were, I think the love that they have for God was something very impressive. As far as being organized and putting an event together for the community, because we did, it was an adventure camp, so it's like a vacation Bible school for 3 days in the afternoons. He brought several children. I think we had about 116 children that came in, boys and girls. And everybody just worked very well as a community. So everybody did what they're supposed to do, and there wasn't too much complaining. Everybody knew there was a lot of work, especially the last day on Wednesday. We had to do breakdown. The kids got an ice cream social around 8 o'clock, and then we were there till about 10:30, taking down all the ornaments and decorations that we put up for the church. The other thing that I did notice that was kind of surprising as well was the love for the community. Everybody there is helping or participating in some way, shape, or form. So I think we prepared meals on Monday for an organization that gets together for, I think, substance abusers. And we got to prep that. No mayo, we did put mayo, right, Joe? So I'm sorry about that. So, and then on Wednesday, we got to meet a group of parents that were foster parents. So Native American, the tribes are close by, so the reservations. So there's several parents in the community that foster children for that are Native American. But we got to meet several of those parents in the community. So, and a lot of the members there are young families and professionals, and it is a working, it's a blue collar city. We come from the desert, go see a lot of greenery. So it looks very beautiful when you're there, and we're very impressed, but even that community has needs as well. So, and they're dealing with stuff inside the community as well. So them putting up, them having the church and bringing everybody in and trying to bring more members and trying to grow and reach out to as many people as possible was very impressive. So that they were all on the same page and they were all focused on doing that. So I saw the love of Christ and all the members in the community that were there. So it was a blessing. So thank you.
Joe said I had to keep this short, so I wrote it down. My name is Dolores. When any of us leave on a trip, you're never sure what will be the real experience. But here we left a hot desert to a green grass-filled area, and when you meet the people that are directing the church and bringing families to God, you see the same passion I see right here in my own city at First Baptist Church. The similarities were many when they talked about their goals and how they were building on their tools and keeping their faith to bring the words to the homes of families that may never have an experience in studying the word. My most eye-opening experience was one of the girls in my 8-year-old group. I was told that she does not speak to anyone except her adoptive mom. Those that don't know me, I'm an adoptive mom. So I wasn't sure how she would participate, especially because the other girls did not warm up to her because she couldn't speak or wouldn't speak. But she was curious and courteous in all her actions, and she tried everything without hesitation. I saw a young mind looking for hope and peace in a world that has not been exactly very nice to her in such early years of her life. But it warmed my heart to see her big smile when her adoptive mother would come pick her up, and I knew then that she is in a good place. So I pray for her to find peace and love in God as she grows older into her life. I was inspired by this adventure, and I look forward to whatever this experience leads me to as we move into the future. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Janet. As you go into mission trips, I was in a mission trip last year to Panama. This mission trip gave me an opportunity to do a missionary trip here in my state of Montana. As I arrived in Montana, I didn't know what to expect. And Joe, our pastor, said that we are going to do some missionary work and with some kids. So I was like, oh my gosh, kids. But as we arrived, we got a very warm welcome. We helped in various areas, from setting up the auditorium to spreading the word, and we worked with children. I think the eye-opening for me was working with children that from different walks of life, but I've also learned a lot about foster children and also children that were not very fortunate and that you could see a lot of pain and trauma in their eyes. It was very touching to me to see these kids in this auditorium with these live band on stage, with going to different circuits from escape rooms to climbing to all this, and seeing the light in their eyes and teaching them and talking about Jesus. And you could see the Holy Spirit in their eyes and in their soul, and they were happy and they were safe. And for once, they didn't have a worry about being hungry, about clothing, about being beaten up, about anything. You could just see that light in their eyes. And to me, that was very touching. And I learned so much from why is FBC helping other churches in our country or in the United States? why are we doing missionary trips in the United States? Like I said, I understand about internationally, but I am very proud to say that my church, FBC, is making an impact all over the world. And so I'm very proud of that. My question is, did you make a friend on this trip? And who and what, why did you connect with them? I met a beautiful person that just radiated Christ or Jesus. Her name is Courtney Dean. She grew up as a missionary with her family. She became a nurse practitioner. She has done several trips in Central Africa and all over the world. And to meet this beautiful soul, you talk to her, and I just felt like Jesus was right there with me. We shared stories. We shared passion. And I would say that she inspired me to continue to do missionary trips. In fact, we're going to connect hopefully in the future and do I want to go back with her to Central Africa and do missionary trips. So again, you've heard this many, many times. Don't be afraid. You hear our pastor, David and Joe, talk about missionary trips and you're thinking, oh, I'm too old, or I can't walk very far, or whatever excuses that you make to yourself or stories that you tell yourself, I tell you to sit in a room, meditate, talk to Jesus, and Jesus will lead you.
So I'll be very brief. Joe asked us to pick a question, and it was pretty hard for me to pick one because I was like, I don't know what to share. But I think what I landed on was how I was impacted. Going into it, I'm on staff here, so I have a different perspective, but I think what amazed me was the variety of people at that church that kind of came in and did this camp during the week, and how God can use a variety of people to pull off something amazing. I was also blown away by how shocked they were that people would come from New Mexico to go up to Montana to help them for a week. And so that kind of got my attention. And then last thing is I really was touched by getting to know these lovely people behind me. I don't interact with any of these people on a regular basis. And so it was refreshing to get to team with them for that week and just get to know them and see how God has impacted their life. So go on a trip if you have the chance.
Thank you guys so much for being here. If you have questions about mission trips or anything like that, I know Michael is going to be at the Welcome Center. And if you want to already sign up for our next trip, I think it's third week of July next year, you're more than welcome to sign up for that Panama trip. Like I said, we're going to make a Denver trip and everything else. You guys have a wonderful night, and we'll see you back next week.